Day 4. You are a child of God. Congratulations, it's your fourth day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, thank you for making my friend who's reading this right now your child. I know that he or she is blessed and beloved of you, Father. May this time of prayer be another great blessing for his or her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Find a place to sit and get comfortable. If you're listening to the audio, you can close your eyes if you'd like. Start to think about your Father in heaven. Realize that God put his breath of life into you. You are a living soul. The one who created you and desired your existence remains beside you at this very moment, and he's full of loving kindness. Allow his peace to fill and surround you. When Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer, he started with these words, "Our Father." These two words implicitly mean that we are his children since he is our Father. The Bible says, "For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." Romans 8, verse 16. For a few moments, as you breathe deeply, let the Spirit of God join with your spirit to affirm that you're a child of God. He is the comforting Spirit. He is the Spirit who reminds you of all of Jesus' words and teachings. He is the Spirit of truth that the world can't receive, but you have received him. He is the Spirit of adoption. Take a few moments to thank God for giving you his Spirit and making you his child. Speak to him simply, in your own words. Simply express to him what you're feeling right now. The Spirit of God is going to accompany you all throughout this day, and he will remind you that you're God's child and that God is your Father, a good Father, loving and kind. Yes, you are a child of God, a wanted child, a child beloved of the Father, a child with a future and a destiny filled with hope. The Bible says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." Psalm 139, verse 16. And another verse, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you." Jeremiah 1:5. For a few minutes, as you listen to this song by Danny Gokey, praise God and thank him for forming you in your mother's womb. Let his Holy Spirit remind you that you are desired, wanted by him. He formed you. Now take a few moments in silence to listen to God, keeping your thoughts fixed on him, your Father. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. I'll see you tomorrow for your fifth day. Until then, keep in mind that you are God's child. The Holy Spirit living in you can remind you of this at any time. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. You can extend this time if you'd like. Have a beautiful day in His presence. Thank you.